following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
No, that's scary.
I know, but I think that's where it's leading.
But if you go, whoa, hello.
Hello, lovey.
Oh, fuck.
I know you're just all excited today because not only
yes.
On Wednesday is it the full moon, which
it's,
I know you're
it's
just
not Wednesday.
Absolutely love.
It's Thursday.
And you know, Hubert.
Fat.
It'll be Hubert's first full moon.
Howard.
Where he can go out and tee in the yard.
His name
that'll
is
be lovely.
Howard.
But I don't know if you knew it or not, but today, the 19th of January.
Today is the 20th.
Is National Popcorn Day, and I know how you love the popcorn.
I do love popcorn.
Hot air popcorn.
Yes.
And how else would you like your popcorn except... from
what?
Hot air.
I would.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now.
I would like it served by anybody but you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, that's scary.
I know.
Yes, well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4797. The BFO for Monday, the 29th of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
By the light of the silvery moon.
Hello, strawberries, Big Fatty. Hi. Everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your strawberries today, because y'all, today, the 29th, y'all, it is the full moon for the month of June, and y'all, it is called the strawberry moon. It's the traditional Native American and seasonal nickname given to the full moon that occurs in June. It does not actually appear pink or red. The name simply marks the brief season when wild strawberries and other berries are ripe and ready to harvest. Big Fatty, that sounds delicious. It does kind of sound delicious, doesn't it? Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty celebrated the strawberry moon on fall right. And y'all, I'll tell you how in just a minute or so. Big Fatty, yes.
By the silvery
y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. Y'all can't remember anything in particular I did Thursday, although you know, I mentioned a while back one of my trees, the most established one that I had planted in the backyard here at the villa. Y'all, it died. It just said, no, I will not live any longer. So, y'all, I got out and I took my pruning shears, the big ones, and cut down the dead part. And it's just the kind of the stump, you know, maybe some 4 to 6 inch limbs still down below, but at least it doesn't look as bad as the tall dead thing standing up there. So anyway, I'll be in the market to replace that here very soon. In fact, I may go out today and see if there's a Independence Day sale on shrubbery. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see. Y'all, Thursday evening didn't do a whole lot that I remember. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves, they've been playing out there in the San Diego and the San Francisco. Y'all hadn't played worth a damn. I think they've played 7 games so far, and they've won 1. And then Sunday afternoon, this play in another one. Hopefully they can pull out a second win before they come back to Atlanta for their next game on Tuesday. Yes, McCready. I think I told you that the Nip and I went to the Costco. And, y'all, one of the things that I bought while I was there was I bought a second bidet toilet seat. Y'all, they had it. They had them there. Y'all, it's the same toilet seat of the one that I got through the Lesbyterian Delivery Service. But, y'all, I want to say this one was like half price of what I paid. But, y'all, it's exactly the same model. And, oh, yes, Big Fatty, just a butthole cleaner. Yes. Y'all, I said, well, I'm gonna get that installed. Y'all, the Nip bought one also. Y'all, speaking of the Nip, y'all, let's just take a moment here. Let's just take a moment here. And, y'all, I've got a little bit of a criticism for that Gail and King that do the weekly recaps. Y'all, they mistaken the Nip for Stinkpot for the Nip on the Sunday Ruination Repeat. And I just want to put out my apologies on behalf of the BFO family to Stinkpot, because it was the Nip that had the problem with the rotisserie chicken. And, y'all, they said something else. It was just crazy. Just crazy, I tell you. Big Fatty, they're good at that. They are good at that. But, anyway, my apologies to Stinkpot. Y'all, by the way, did you listen to his latest episode? It was about, dead. He's dead. Yes, Big Fatty, play the bagpipes. Well, I don't have time right now. But anyway, y'all, if you hadn't heard it, I've ruined it for you. But that's okay. Speaking of ruining things for you, y'all, I've got some rumors about the Big Bang. You know, that starts a week from Thursday on the 9th of July. And y'all, they say that fans are going to be able to be a part of high stake challenges to win a legendary. Fans will vote on a house guest in a high stakes challenge to win a legendary power or face a classic punishment pulled from BB history. Y'all, the Head of Household Reward Challenge is a flagship integration that will bring a brand. Y'all, it's product placement. This is all about, this was pitched to advertisers. Big Brother makes history this summer with the 1,000th episode. And y'all, season 28's time trip theme will celebrate the show's legacy with returning house guests, recreated iconic moments, and time-bending twists leading up to a special milestone broadcast. So, y'all, that's the rumor mill right now for the Big Rap. Y'all have been hot as blue blazes. And what was I going to say? I was going to say that it's been hot as blue blazes, but y'all, I've kept up my nipple walking in the villa here, and y'all, I've caught up on all my things on the TV machine. Y'all, everything's the reruns. Yes, Big Fatty. Kind of like the Sunday and Saturday show on the BFO. Very much like that. But y'all, over the weekend, I started watching the Great British Bake Off, y'all, the crema episodes, and y'all, I've just finished the 2020 crema episode. That y'all, that was it was odd because that was when everybody was social distancing. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and that it was just kind of odd to look back on that and have that kind of come back into my memory. Oh yes, but y'all on for right, y'all, I had to papaya for right at Fatty's, and let's see, what did we have at Friday at Fatty's? Now y'all, this is going to be difficult because I don't remember right off the top of my head. I think that, oh, we had the big meat brufkas, and y'all, we had bacon and two types of sausage and hash brown potatoes and grits and scrambled eggs, and then for dessert, we had sour cream, pound cake from the Von's East Bakery, and fresh strawberries. Y'all, that's why your strawberries, I did that in honor of the strawberry moon. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And, anyway, nothing of note happened. I don't. If there was a some shenanigans, I don't recall what they were. But y'all, I meant to say, the Nip bought himself one of those bidet toilet seats. He decided he wanted one too, and y'all, he told me on for right that he got down to check the connections and everything. And y'all, it was just very tight for him to kind of get in there. He even had a lot of trouble getting up. Be ready to get stuck? Well, almost. But he was able to get up. But anyway, he says, I just don't know that I can get this thing hooked up. And I said, well, take it back. And so I think he was going to take it back. If he's hoping that I'm going to assist him with that, forget it. Because y'all, after sleeping like a baby on Friday night, y'all got up on Saturday, had my regular routine. And y'all, I decided, well, okay, let's get in there and install the new butthole cleaner for the guest bathroom. And y'all, I struggled and struggled to get the thing hooked up properly. I mean, it probably took me, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. It probably took me 2 hours. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Sunday, as I record this, y'all, I can feel it in my bones of me bending down and getting up and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, there's a little soreness there. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people get sore. It's true. And anyway, y'all, it was a quiet weekend, and I cleaned out my freezer and reorganized it, so that's good. And y'all, then Sunday, I've been watching the Great British Bake Off crema shows, and y'all, I'm gonna watch the Atlanta Braves later this afternoon. I assume Veda and I will be recording the LFC, but y'all. You know, I told you Lurker Week continued through Sunday, and y'all, guess who sent in a Lurker submission? Big Fatty who?
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair!
Gussie, y'all, I've been worried sick about that Patty Bacon, and y'all, she writes to say, D-lurking diva in the subject line, and she goes on to say, "Ole, big," you know, that's hello backwards. "It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Nidraba, North Dakota. Ole, big. I'm not sure if I belong to the ethnic group of lurker, as it hasn't shown up on my DLA test, but I wanted to be sure my bases were covered, so I thought I should e-letter before the conclusion of the week." Well, Patty, you've done the right thing. Now, Big, the last time I e-lettered, I expressed my feelings for that Eric on the linoleum quiz program that I watch on the hula hoop. "I think it's okay now to spoil the milk. Mother Bacon always told me that it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as it is a poor man. The truth is, Eric isn't rich enough for me or Mother Bacon. Also, Big, Bacons aren't into bestiality, and I learned that Eric is a deer in the headlights when I watched him play again. Sorry, Eric, you can go back to your wife now and maybe pick up a book instead of the weights. Well, Big, I'm back on the hunt for the next man again. Maybe I should develop an app to help single girls find a name, when find a man, and call it the totally original name Manhunt." Oh, I think that's lovely. Well, Big, I think this absolutely counts as a de-lurking, though we still need to determine if I'm really a lurker. Perhaps Poodle can make that decision." Ole, Poodle, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Ole, ole, Patty. Patty Bacon, it's me, Poodle. Toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you. And yes, I'd prefer if you didn't lurk as much as you do sometimes, because, you know, I get worried sick, I tell you. But anyways, so y'all, thank you again for those that participated in Lurker Week. And y'all, you don't have to wait till the next Lurker Week to de-lurk. It'll be just fine if you just reach out to and say, "Hey, McBurney." Anyway, y'all, like I say, oh, y'all, I think during the during the sports ball game this afternoon, y'all, I'm gonna pull out the ironing board and do some pressing on my cloth napkins. You know, I let them build up before, so I have a lot of them to do. But y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Big Fatty, you need to tighten that up a little bit. Oh dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I'm going to try to do something a little different with the... I'm going to go back to the Levelator today, because the 2 days that I didn't use it, evidently the sound wasn't as good, even though it sounded better to me. But y'all, I'm making a few little adjustments here and there, but hopefully... going back to the old way will solve things. Y'all, speaking about the old way, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal, not Miss Bacon's car, but Vera the Sea Hag. And Vera, what did you think of today's show?
No, that's scary.
I know.
Oh, yes, indeed. I can't imagine how scary it is in Walnut Hill.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.